Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a happy Sunday and that your weekend is going great. And I hope that you have had a great start to your August. We're in a new month, so hopefully things are going well so far. If you are an avid listener to the podcast, then you know I have not been here for like the past, 2 weeks? And that is because life has been very crazy, hectic, a lot of serious things going on, and I just haven't had the motivation to not only not record, but also to not really do too much on social media or even put out blog posts consistently. It's been a lot, and I just needed to focus on what's going on because it's really been a lot of back-to-back. I'm not going to go into details, but it's just been a lot of back-to-back and just hectic and crazy, and I'd rather not force myself to try and create something when I just can't think of anything to create or when I'm literally just not focused on it. And I don't know, I really didn't want to miss any more weeks or anything, but sometimes you just have to. And it makes me think about how sometimes it seems like content creators aren't human, or how it's like once you become a content creator, especially once you become very devoted and once you start, you know, doing things consistently and you really put forth all the effort to have your schedules and to put things out consistently and to consistently bring out certain types of content during certain types of times, and you know, you have your supporters that are used to seeing your content on a certain day during a certain time, and you know, you don't want to let your supporters down and you don't want to seem inconsistent, because when you're a content creator, it's important to be consistent. You don't have to always post every single day. You don't have to, you know, post at specific times. You know, maybe figure out what specific time is good for you, but you don't always have to post every day multiple times throughout the day. However, once you find that, you know, that sweet spot, that good schedule, those good times, and you start posting, you know, you have people looking for that, and if you become inconsistent and don't have the content out when you usually have it out, you know, people are gonna start seeing you as inconsistent and they're gonna be looking for your content and it just won't be there, and eventually some people might even stop looking for it. But I think what we forget is that we are human. Others forget that content creators are human and they expect to see content all the time. And of course, we want to give that content all the time, especially if we love making content. Of course, we want to make it and give it all the time. But a lot of things happen and it's just sometimes the content has to stop and you need to back away from it, whether you announce it or whether you just stop. And it sucks because it's like these people are relying on you and they're relying on your content and the joy that your content brings, and all of a sudden you just stop out of nowhere. And typically I feel like for the most part people are, you know, understandable. Things happen, life happens, and when you come back, you know, if you have truly devoted people, then they're going to still be there when you come back, no matter how long of a break you took. But you know, it still stands that there are some people who just don't understand and they expect you to bring out content, give content. And there are some people who actually get mad at content creators because they just kind of disappear and they stop giving content. And I get it that you want, you know, especially if that's one of your creators that you really love, you want to see the content, you want to enjoy the content, you love it, it makes you smile, makes you happy, you enjoy seeing it. I get it. However, you know, you have to remember that content creators are human. We're not machines. It takes a lot of time, a lot of hours, a lot of mental capacity to just create this content and to get it out and looking the way that we enjoy first, but also we have to ask, like, would they enjoy this as well? And there's things that happen in life where we just can't devote ourselves to creating that content. We just can't do it. We need to take a moment away because life happens. There's so, especially now, if 2020 ever taught you anything, is that life happens. If you never realized how much can happen, hopefully you realize now that there's so much that can just happen suddenly, and sometimes you just need to take time away and tend to whatever is going on in life. But also, it's important to mention that even though there's the people on the outside looking in who assume that, you know, we're these machines and that they treat us as if we're not human, us as content creators need to realize and remember as well that we're human. I know it's so easy to put so much pressure on ourselves. We're trying to not disappoint anybody. There are content creators who have brand deals and they have to get this content out for these brands. And there are content creators who have a fear of being seen as inconsistent. That is me. I don't want anyone to ever look at me as inconsistent. I don't want anyone to ever, you know, I guess give up on me in a way. You know, I don't want anyone to ever be like, oh, she's, you know, she's like the other. She's not consistent. She's, you know, I'm not going to look forward to her content anymore. I enjoy the support and I enjoy being able to inspire people the way that I have, which surprises me. Like, it still surprises me that people enjoy and are inspired my content so much. I don't think I will ever not be surprised because it's just interesting that there are people that are actually interested in what I have to say or what I do. It's just will never not be like, oh my goodness, really. But I just don't ever want anyone to, you know, be let down by me. So I always want to try and stay consistent. And the fact that I've been consistent this much is amazing because I'm a terrible procrastinator. I'm still a terrible procrastinator. However, even if I have not mentally been able to write things ahead of time or create things ahead of time, I still want to do my best to get things out. And I will literally quickly open my laptop bright and early in the morning and quickly write a post to get out before noon or even get out a little late as long as it gets out. Because I don't want to disappoint anyone. I want to try and be as consistent as possible. Has it been like that lately? No, I've had 2 weeks in a row, I think, where I haven't even had a blog post up, or I'll have a blog post up one day. I post twice a week now on my blog, and I'll have one day where I have a blog post up and then the next day I don't, because a lot has been going on and it seems like the days are just going by so fast, and before I know it, it's like the next day I'm supposed to have a blog post up and I'm just like, where has the week even gone? And so, you know, I do worry about being inconsistent and procrastinating, whether it's because I'm literally just feeling lazy, or maybe it's just a mental thing. I don't know. But, you know, I don't want that to interfere, and I want to continue being consistent, and I don't want to ever get into that bad habit of inconsistency. So, you know, I do worry about that, but at the same time, me, as along with anyone else who struggles to remember this, I have to remember that I'm human and that it's okay that, yes, consistency is very important. You should always strive for it. You should always work for it. You should always do your best, but also never overexert yourself. And remember, things happen. If you need to not put content out for like 1, 2, 3 weeks, then don't. It's okay. It's okay. You are human. You need to take time. If you feel like you need time, take that time and remember that content isn't everything. Yes, right now in this moment, is it everything in a way? Yes, because especially if this is what you do as a job, yes, this is what you do, but it's not everything. There may be a time where one day social media will be gone. Then what will you do? You know, content creation, it's important, especially if it's something you love, but it's not everything. Take a moment to let go, whether you are letting go because there's just a lot going on, or maybe you just feel like, you know what, I've been putting in a good amount of work and consistency. I'm just going to not post today because I don't want to have to worry about anything, you know? And some people, you know, there's bulk creating so you can have more days off, but some people quite literally just can't bulk create because maybe bulk creating just doesn't work, just sitting there and creating, even though you don't have to create a whole load of content, but just sitting there for even a little bit longer than you would if you were only focusing on like one or two things, you know, it might not work for everybody. But the point is that content creators are human. If you're a content creator, you are human. You're not a machine. We're not machines. We are humans who have to take the time to create this content, create these wonderful masterpieces to go out to the internet and to bring out to others to enjoy. And as great as it is, we are still humans with emotions. We get tired, you know, sometimes we lose sleep just because of creating content. So just remember, life happens, things happen, and remember that your favorite content creator is still a human at the end of the day. Nobody's perfect. Nobody is perfect. Not even your favorite creator. It doesn't matter how many videos where their life looks put together, where things look perfect and polished, where they have the white marble countertops and their nice mugs and their coffee and they're in their peaceful zone. It's not perfect. It's what you see in clips. It's what you see in photos. It's what you see in stories. But behind all of that is probably a big bowl of chaos that they wish wasn't there, because who wants chaos in our lives unless you're someone that just truly enjoys it? Not me. But unless you're someone who truly enjoys it, who really wants like complete chaos in the world, right? But it happens. It's there. It's not exempt from anybody. It's not exempt from anybody at all. Anything can happen at any time. You just have to realize that content creators, we are human. Anything can happen in our lives. And your content that you love so much, it'll be back. It'll be there. It'll be back. You'll be okay. Just relook at content you've looked at before already. You will be a-okay. And if you are a content creator, you too will be a-okay. It's gonna be okay. Your subscribers, your supporters, they will be there. If they're truly meant to be there, if they truly love to support you, they will be there no matter what. But you have to worry about you and take care of yourself first. And that is all for today, you guys. I hope you guys are having a happy Sunday or whatever day you are listening to this. Remember to stay safe, have fun, enjoy yourselves, take care, and I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.